So this band is criminally overlooked. They're considered, they're painted with a really rough paintbrush. I think they're just sort of like accepted as being part. But if you listen to what they're actually doing, there's some amazing stuff going on, especially in this song. So we'll start with this one.
Agreed.
All right.
This is going to be fun.
I got something to say.
Well, it's no Crocodile Rock.
No. Few things are. Alright, so there's your refresher. That's, of course, Def Leppard's Rock of Ages. So that's the song as it exists in your brains, produced by Robert John Mutt Lange, who then proceeds to marry Shania Twain, and then that ends in one of the most expensive divorces ever. Let's start with this is pre-car accident, so this is while he still has both arms. So it's 1983. These are young whippersnappers making this. So this is the lovely Rick Allen on drums. Heavy cowbell.
Mutt Lange allowed real drums on one of his songs?
I do not believe that this is a real snare drum. It's a little too uniform. But he's playing it. And one of the guiding principles that Mutt Lange had with Def Leppard was that, and the drum department especially, if you did big flowery drum fills, this is great, the fakey hand claps. So rock and roll. If you did big flowery drum fills, they would get lost in an arena. So you had to play very small drum fills so that in an arena they would be appreciated, which is why his style is so minimal, is because they designed it from the ground up to be arena rock.
Wow.
They created
a genre.
A type of recording and writing process specifically for that. So there you go. That's Rick. And I've actually worked with these guys, and he is a charming, charming person. Mm. All right. So here's the bass line, which is you know, nicely minimal. Sometimes it's what you don't play.
It's interesting. The melody quite often in music follows the bass line, doesn't it?
Yeah. Except when you get into the, I mean, look, this is, he's just going for it.
Yeah.
So I got this, lads. Now you'll find out why this is pretty clever. I like the two different tones, open, closed. Choking it off, as they say.
Is that what they say?
They do. And also about bass playing.
Choking it off.
Sorry. All right, so there you go. This is going to become important in a couple of moments. All right, so let's now get to the guitars on this song are, of course, what you would imagine is the Def Leppard signature. So here's the lads.
Bleed through the scratch track.
chorus is great. So good. It's orchestrated.
Never heard this. Truly does build from the start up to the drama of it.
No, it's majestic. All right, so that's the guitars in total. On the following record, Hysteria, there's no real guitar amps, actually. It's all entirely Rockmans, which were created by Mr. Schultz from
Boston. So it's all done digitally.
It's just this little Walkman-sized guitar amp emulator.
Now, is the reason we hear the bleed through, is that because they're miking the amplifier in the room and we're hearing his headphones?
No, I think that what that is over the course of recording, what happens is because, back in the day it was on tape, right? So the tape is magnetic. So when the tape is wound together, it starts to magnetize itself. So you get transfer of information from one track onto the piece of tape that's closer to to that tape. So you'd have moments of space where you'd actually hear other stuff that had been happening because simply the tape has magnetized itself. So if it sounds that clear, it's generally not headphone bleed. You can tell a subtle difference.
That's so funny because we're talking about something that's obviously less sophisticated, yet the answer is more confusing.
Yeah.
Precisely. Welcome to recording. all right, so that's the all the lads, because that's before Steve Clark passes. So that's the band in total. That's with the two guitars before Mr. Savage takes over. So here is Phil Collin, not to be confused with Phil Collins.
The plural.
The guitar player with just a monstrous lead. No, that's not it.
Okay.
It's a track before that.
Thought I went in sequence. Let's try it again.
Yeah, I guess is the lead missing?
Perhaps so.
Dang, blang it. Maybe it's after that. Oh, it might be after that. All right, so here, this is what's really cool about this track is you imagine that Def Leppard are they're like a guitar band of guitar bands.
Right.
There is a wall of synth and other stuff going on in this song that you can only hear. When you hear it taken out and then you hear the song again, you're like, oh, it's all over the place. So here's the first thing, which is a bass synthesizer that's actually playing with the bass track at the same time. So this is going first. Now what's interesting is, if you listen to it back or remember that bass line that was playing,
right,
that thing just going dun, 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 dun. So all the motion is coming off this keyboard track that you didn't even know was there.
Yeah, if you told me this, if you would have played this first and said, what song is this a part of? I'd have no idea.
Yeah. And then when you hear it with the guitars, you realize it was all just, it's all doing different stuff.
Very Frankenstein-y.
Mm-hmm. And so 80s Oberheim.
Do you think in that respect that this was more of just a trend, a fad, or you think that they really believe this is going to add something to this song?
Oh, they believed it was going to. This is Mutt Lange. There's no fat.
What do you want?
Yeah, it's crazy. And then this. And then it goes into the. It's amazing. It's such a cool tone.
It's impenetrable.
Yeah.
And who's playing this?
It's probably Mutt Lange.
I had heard that Mutt Lange would produce a record piece by piece by piece by. Sometimes the musicians of the band didn't even know what or why they were doing something.
Oh, he's gnarly. There's Hysteria, the track Hysteria, if you listen to that, it has this incredible guitar arpeggio going. And the way he recorded that was each note individually played and then cut together on
Jesus.
Tape in order to get that completely perfect arpeggio of the of that guitar line playing.
Wow. So a taskmaster then?
Taskmaster. But also, like, they'd leave and he'd spend, you know, 50 hours of cocaine fueled. You know what I think we could do next? You know, like that sort of stuff. All right. So
allegedly.
That's your bass synth sound, which is carrying the whole time. And when you hear it back in, it's constant. You're like, wow, I can't believe I never heard that before. So then there's also this huge string section happening, or like synth strings that's going on, which is doing this. So this is all happening under those guitar chords to make it even bigger. And then here. Flint, 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 the eight pulse. It's brilliant. That's what I mean about underappreciated. There's so much stuff going on. This is great. These are all like 80s analog synths. All right, so there's your keyboard. Okay, so now this is Phil's guitar lead, which is unbelievably good. It's Young Men. It's coming. And he's out. That's it.
That's it.
It's brilliant. It's like, how long do I have? Okay, so this is this vocal. Again, this is very similar to the Paul McCartney one. Where now when you listen to it removed, he's virtually screaming in key the entire time when he gets up into the big notes. And I have no idea how he pulls this off. And then what's interesting is this is obviously pre-autotune. So one of the things that Mutt Lange did, which became obviously his signature sound once Hysteria takes off, is he was using this thing called Eventide Harmonizer. Mm. And he would judiciously add it in and out of the track to pull things on or off key if he didn't get a take that was precisely what he wanted. So you'll hear as it goes, there'll be like this weird effect that happens. And that's him sneaking it in just to get it to sort of thicken out and be just a little cleaner than it was. So here's unbelievable vocal track.
That's Mutt there, right?
All right. I got something to say. Yeah, it's better to burn out, yeah, than fade away. All right. Ow! Look out! Gonna start a fire. You know what I'm talking about. Come on, rise up, gather round, rock this place to the ground. Burn it up, let's go for broke. Watch the night go up in smoke. Rock on,
rock on.
Drive me crazier. No serenade, no fire brigade, just a pyromania. Come on.
Wow.
What do you
Insane.
Want?
What do you want?
I want rock and roll.
Yes, I do.
He's going to need a lozenge after this.
Yeah.
Let's go, let's shake a light. We're gonna blow like dynamite. I don't care if it takes all night. Gonna set this town alight. Come on.
What do you want?
What do you want?
I want rock and roll.
All right.
Long live rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
Rock of ages. Rock of ages. Still a rolling. Keep a rolling. Rock of ages. Rock of ages. Still a rolling. Rock and rolling.
We got the power. Got the glory. Just say you need it. And if you need it, say yeah. Ooh, yeah. Now listen to me. I'm burning, burning. I got the fever. I know for sure there ain't no cure. So feel it, don't fight got it, yeah. Go with the flow. And give me one more for the road, yeah.
What do you want?
What do you want?
I want rock and roll.
You betcha.
That's amazing.
I hit it.
Yeah.
Felt like I need to clear my throat.
Yeah. So he's doing these weird things in this. And they're doing all this backwards stuff.
See? Nice adventure.
Just Mutt Lange.
Very Twin
Peaks. Going for it.
Just kitchen sink.
Rock of ages.
Yeah, so that's the scream that goes into the last chorus.
Still rolling. Keep rolling.
Right, so now you got an idea of like...
All
I mean,
the
this is no joke.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you listen to that song, you're like, ah, oh, that's cool, it's Rock of Ages. But no, there's mastery behind what's happening.
Yeah, you
here.
Don't think of the producing mastermind being behind that.
No.
You think of just a metal band.
Yeah, and this is pre-Hysteria, and actually there was some sort of problem because Mutt Lange wasn't going to produce Hysteria, and they tried it with what's-his-name, who was the co-writer in all of the Meatloaf stuff.
And, oh, right, Jim Steinman.
Failed miserably, and then obviously he comes back, and Mutt Lange makes one of the greatest records. I mean, it's 30 million sold or whatever it was. So let's hear it all together. Now listen specifically for, like, the keyboard bit and that bass bit that we heard that you didn't even imagine was there.
Montag, lieben, glauben, globen.
All right.
I mean, it's like, now you're like, I can't imagine that I didn't hear that.
Yeah, can't imagine it without the keyboards.
Yeah. And this is like one of the greatest guitar bands, you know, in history, and this entire verse is built of a keyboard riff.
Lang did this then with the Cars.
Yeah.
Did it with Shania.
Everybody.
Did it with everyone, piecing together these songs.
Really spans genres, then.
Yeah, no, he's a monster. So here's an interesting piece of useless trivia for the next time you're hanging out. So it's the intro is the Gunter Gieten Glauten Globen bit. Is rumored to mean running through the forest silently. But it's total garbage. It was made up on the spot. Doesn't mean anything.
I heard that Mutt used to say different goofy stuff.
Yeah, for grins.
At the beginning of each track, at the beginning of each take. And they're like, okay, well, let's have something else for this one. And he just throws that in. And it's
with probably no intention of keeping it.
Yeah.
And then it mythologically goes on to meet something that it never meant.
T-shirts ever. Printed up.
Yeah. No, it's great.
That's great.
I mean, that vocal part there. Like, when you hear it out on its own, you're like, what is that?
And like they use the Eventide to fatten it up, to put chorus behind it.
Yeah.
But he doesn't miss a note on the entire thing.
No, it's like, it's weird because you hear bands and they give you your influences and you're like, well, I don't hear that in the song at all. You know, so he's like an old blues guy, right? And is obviously coming up with some of the guys that we've played here. And then you hear it and you're like, that's an entirely blues vocal.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's actually is hearkening back to his heroes. He's just doing it in Def Leppard of all places, you know?
You know, I've always been driven, as far as rock, I've always been driven to songs with a beat, a steady, like AC/DC.
Right.
Always been a huge Def Leppard fan. Linda and I used to get away for the weekend to Santa Barbara, which from Santa Clarita was roughly an hour. every time we would make that drive, we would listen to Pyromania top to bottom every single drive.
And if you are a fan of Def Leppard, there's the classic album series. You can get them at Amoeba for cheap. But
documentaries are so good.
They're so good. Some of them are pretty terrible. Some of them are really really good. And one of the ones that's really really good is the Def Leppard Hysteria one. You can get them on iTunes. You can for like $5.99.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon Prime. Yeah. Whatever. You can download them. It's classic albums, and they've got a bunch.
Yeah. That one's really good. The Meatloaf one is really good. The Steely Dan one is incredible. The U2 one. So check them out. If this has sort of like tickled something in you, then there's other places other than me every 2 weeks. And it's better.
Christian, as always, you knocked it out of the park. For listeners who want to chit-chat with you, where can they locate you?
I'm on the Facebooks at Christian James Hand. There's a million Christian Hands. I've befriended all of them throughout the world. Christian James Hand, and then on Instagram at King Trut. And don't go on Instagram if you're easily offended.
His Instagram page is my favorite one.
Ah, thank you.
Actually, don't follow Christian at all if you're easily offended.
Yeah, it's curated, leaning heavily towards the, I think that's offensive. But sure, though.
Christian, we will see you in 2 weeks,
yes,
my friend.
Thank you so much.